There's I think I feel like there's a lie we kind of tell ourselves, which is that thinking doesn't take any energy.
Oh my gosh, that's not true at all.
Right, it's not true, but I think we believe that because using our brain isn't a physical activity like running or chopping wood or something, that it isn't using up energy. But it is. In fact, the human brain only makes up 2% of your body weight, but uses 20% of your calories.
One out of every 5 calories you burn is your brain.
Right. So your brain takes up a lot of energy.
A ton.
Was your mind blown when you heard that statistic? That's right, thinking takes energy. And that's why planning saves you so much time and energy, because it just allows you to use your brain much more efficiently and strategically. And that's what we talk about on today's episode of Harness the Power of Planning, starting now.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Allegra.
My name is Natasha, and together we are Beyond Your Wildest Dreams, or BYWD.
And if you're watching the video, then you see we don't have our usual matching shirts and backgrounds, and the audio might sound a little different too because I'm traveling.
And we're just keeping it real cash today. Yeah, so she was like, I don't have my background and shirt. I was like, you know what? I'll match you with that. You know,
I
it's
had to
funny
bring
because
so many things to
we
travel.
talk about planning, and how, and today's our topic of planning, how it saves you time. And I thought it was really funny when you're like, hey, guess what? I didn't bring my shirt and my stuff. Not that you would need to per se, but I was like, yeah, planning. We're going to talk about
Well,
that.
the reason why I didn't bring it was because I'm essentially camping at a house,
Oh,
because
yeah.
I had to bring food, and I brought,
Right.
you might hear Lulu in the
Right. Your
background.
doggo.
Yes, Doggo is barking at something in the window. Hey, Doggo, you want to say hi?
Hi,
No.
Suzanne. Suzanne just, oh, you said hi to her too.
Yeah, hi,
Yeah,
Suzanne.
hi, Suzanne. Hi.
I am traveling, and so I had to bring firewood and water and groceries and dog food and
Ooh.
toiletries and
Yeah, no,
clothes.
totally. I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
No,
Like
I'm just letting
you're
everyone else know, right? Because I know
yeah.
you know. I know you
Yeah,
know.
totally. Yes. But
So it's a lot of stuff to
this
bring.
whole trip is possible because you planned, right? You did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this plan, this trip has been in the works for about a year, and I wasn't sure exactly where I was going to go, and I'm really excited about where I ended up. But yeah, so Natasha and I are doing our live from here, which that's the beauty of the internet. We can do it from anywhere.
That's the beauty of the internet. And that's also the beauty of how we've kind of done everything from the very beginning, right? Which is just like we set aside this time. Thursdays, we do this live chat, and then we usually parlay that into a work session, a
Right.
synchronized work session. We also do asynchronous work too.
Or body
And
doubling, as some
body doubling,
people
exactly. And
like to talk about it.
but mostly the point is that we have a set aside time. And even though Allegra's on this trip, and obviously if she couldn't make it, she wouldn't have been able to make it, but she could, right? So
Yes.
we've got this set aside and we're prioritizing that time. This time is blocked out. And so if there's something in your life that you really want to get to that you haven't had the time to, we recommend you carve it out for yourself and then protect it like a
Yeah,
mama
and
bear.
actually, that actually is a perfect segue into our topic today. Which usually, if you're joining us for the first time, usually we do a little bit of chit chat in the beginning and then we get into a topic, which if you go to Instagram, we plan out our topics, you'll see them there. And so today's topic is how planning saves you time and energy. And there's actually an axiom in the productivity world that 1 minute of planning saves you 10 minutes of doing.
10
10.
minutes.
That's like
10 minutes. Yeah.
1,000% return on investment, right? Like you would buy that stock. You would
Right.
make that
Right.
investment if it was
100%.
available.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, the thing is there are things in our lives that we often say to ourselves, oh, when I get to it, I'll fit it in when the time's right. And guess what? There's no box on your calendar that says the time's right. Fit it in here.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there isn't. That's totally true.
So
Right.
literally last year when I started planning out to this trip, I blocked it out in my I usually have like I already have a calendar for 2025. Unfortunately, the problem with buying calendars in advance is that you can't get the pre-printed ones.
Right. They don't make them yet, right? They don't make them
They don't
in, they
make
don't
them
make them
yet.
available in April.
They don't, the yes. Before?
Yeah.
And so I have been using this planner now for, I'm not sure how many years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years. I don't know, a lot. And I love it so much. It's not perfect. And I've used enough planners in my life to know that there is no perfect planner. You always are going to have to customize things, always. Mm-hmm. Even the customizable ones, those are going to change too, because mm-hmm. life changes.
They're great.
Yeah. And so I actually have two more of these at home for 2025, 2026, because when they run a deal, I stock up. And the great thing about that is because I already had this one last year when I was thinking about it, I just went straight into April, put the dates in and said, okay, I'm going to block out this week.
Mm-hmm.
This is the week I'm going to do this. And you know why you have to do that? Especially when you're a mom who still has kids at home, right? Mm-hmm. I have a 14-year-old at home. Because you're going to need help to make that happen.
Yes. Agreed.
Like, this is my, you know, my husband absolutely pitching in, my mom pitching in a little bit, and that's what has to happen. And so if you need help, you're going to need help to make this happen, then you have to start talking to those people about it in advance. You have to kind of like, no one wants things sprung on them.
No, definitely not. You want buy-in, and you want to make it like, you know, not only do you have to plan about what you're packing and when you're going and where you're going and all that, but you do have to, especially in a situation where you got people maybe counting on you at work and people counting on you at home. You know, you have to set them up to win, because that'll help it if you want to do it again next time, right?
So absolutely. You need to make it easy for everyone.
Yeah. I'm sure your presence is being missed at home right now, you know, because your family unit is, you know, is used to you doing a certain thing. And so you're asking them to step in and fill in some gaps. But I'm sure knowing Allegra that you set things up to have it be as friction-free as possible.
Yeah, I set things up. I let my husband know, here are all the things I would usually do that mm-hmm. you'll need to do. Mm-hmm. My daughter is homeschooled, but she does attend some classes outside of the house. There, mm-hmm. this is a possibility. I'm sure some of you are like, but that doesn't sound like homeschooling. Let me tell you, and this is a totally another topic, so maybe someday we'll talk about it. There are as many ways to homeschool as there are homeschoolers.
Yes, 100%. I would absolutely if I was homeschooling my kids, there's some subjects where I was like, you don't want me teaching you this. Like, definitely, you know, like you want somebody else teaching you this, you know?
Well, and also too, the number one thing people ask with homeschool children is, but what about socialization?
Socialization, yeah.
So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
an opportunity for her to hang out with friends. And it very much has kind of like a school campus feel where she goes. So
nice.
It's a good opportunity for her to have kind of that feeling. And so, you know, I will reach out to friends who also have kids there and ask, mm-hmm. hey, could you maybe pick up my kiddo because hubby's working from home and it'd be great, you know? So we work out all the logistics.
Yes. You got to rely on that village, right?
Yeah. But it also makes it, when you plan this far in advance, and I actually did an IG reel about this trip that I just went on for the total eclipse.
Yeah.
And I kind of broke it down into the time frame, because the decision to do this IG, I mean, to do this IG, the decision to do the trip, right? I made that decision 7 years ago at the last total eclipse when I got goosebumps. And I was like, I need to be there. I want to see that. I want to experience that. But then I didn't really do anything for a number of years because there was nothing to do. Events hadn't been planned. You know, God, I mean, 7 years, that's a long time. But then a few years ago, I started talking to some of my friends. You know, I have this group of besties that none of them live in California. In fact, none of them live in the same state. One's in Indiana, one's in New York, one's in Texas, one's in Minnesota. So this group of friends, we try to get together once a year for vacation, for, you know, basically a slumber party.
That is sounds fantastic.
And so a few years ago, I said, hey, our trip 2024, how about we chase the eclipse? And they're like, ooh, that sounds fun. You know, so then they have to start talking about it mm-hmm. with their friends, and perhaps not, I mean, with their family, and perhaps not surprisingly, like my friends are planners like me.
Not surprising.
So they start doing, you know, on their side. It's actually this little side trip. So for my wedding, I had an Excel spreadsheet that was many pages long. I don't remember how many pages, many pages. And these friends, I shared the Excel spreadsheet with them, and they had like job, like one of them was like, okay, she was in charge of the schedule, keeping us on schedule, because there was a wedding coordinator, but she was more about, she wasn't about like the minute to minute on the day of.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend said, I'm going to do the minute to minute on the day of. And my friend said, I'm going to wrangle people for photos. And my other, right? So they had, it's like one had like, here are all the shots I want taken.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how detailed my wedding.
You need to have that. If you want to make sure you get everything you want for the day, you know,
that might have to be a blog post, just like a funny blog post. Cause I probably can still find the Excel spreadsheet somewhere. I could probably find it.
Yeah.
And that would kind of be a funny thing to share. So you could see all of the things that I was thinking about. So anyway, I didn't talk about the total eclipse for many years. And so if you look at the IG reel, you'll kind of get an idea of, you know, it's so manageable. Planning a big group trip around a major event is really manageable when you just do a little bit at a time. And I feel like that's what the IG reel shows. But it also makes the planning fun, which means I'm more likely to do it again in the future.
Yeah, for sure. Right, exactly. If you like you said, doing a little bit at a time, right? And then in this example that you gave about your wedding, delegating some of it too, right? Because on the day of, you don't want to be the bride running around looking for Aunt so-and-so to get in the picture. No. Heck no, that is not your job.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very smart to delegate stuff out, 100%.
Well, these friends of mine, I mean, they're like sisters. Right. I've been married almost 21 years. So that's how long I've known these ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Over 21 years.
Yeah, totally.
One of them I've known since eighth grade. So.
Yep. That's a deep, deep level. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Deep, deep level. And so, you know, I knew that they'd want to be there for me. And you know, I take time to cultivate these. I mean, again, in terms of planning, like I take time to cultivate these relationships. Like I talk to these women regularly.
Mm-hmm.
One, because I want to.
Yeah, of course.
But like, let's say the next level of friends, the ones that aren't like family, there are lots of people that I like to keep up with. And so how do I make sure I keep up with those relationships? I plan for it. I literally, each week, I write in my planner, call Victor, call Suki, call Carol, you know, whoever it is that I plan to keep up with that week. Because here's the beauty of our world. I feel like we know so many more people than we would have pre-technology.
Oh, heck yeah. And being able to keep up with those people,
right? Because you can keep up with those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because these friends, I would have been like, you know,
emails.
Pre-1992, I would have been writing physical letters.
Postcards.
Exactly.
Right. Letters. Totally. Like I have those from the 90s. Like we all went to different colleges or whatever, and then lived in different cities and things. I have postcards from the late 90s.
Yeah.
And because even then, like, yes, we all had emails, but that wasn't like our, I don't know. I wasn't on my email all the time. Like
we didn't have email in 1992 because that was high school graduation.
Yeah, no, I didn't have it in 92. Like
Sorry.
It existed.
I had it at college. As soon as I started college, I had it.
I did not create an email account until 1996 or 1995, right? The year before my senior year in college. And I was kind of like, why do I even need this? You know, my friend was like, believe me, you want one. I was like, okay, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, sure.
You're like, Natasha is cute at hotmail.com.
Yeah, basically Hotmail. I don't even know if Hotmail was like a thing.
I have Hotmail,
like,
right?
Probably AOL first. I don't even know if I had an AOL, but.
Oh yeah, maybe AOL.
It may have been AOL. I'm not sure. But back in the day when you had like a limited number of hours on the internet, remember? Anyway.
Right.
So yeah, so that was way. Yeah. Right. You're snail mailing as a way to keep in touch with people.
So now we know so many more people. Like you have to be really purposeful because like these ladies, as I mentioned, none of them live in the same state as me. So I have to be purposeful about being in touch with them because I'm not going to see them when I open my door. I'm not going to see them at school drop off.
Right. And the other thing too is like, what's so, my husband and I talk about this all the time. What's so strange about social media is that you haven't seen somebody for 15 years, but you know what's going on with their kids. You know what's going on, right? So the time you see them, you're like, hey, what's up? I actually feel like I know everything. You know, so it feels easy to lose like a more personal touch, right? Because you're kind of like, you feel like you're connected to people because you see their posts and maybe you comment and blah, blah, blah. But when was the last time you spoke with them or had a text exchange or whatever, right? So it feels different to have a conversation or have a text exchange with somebody. That's another level of communication, obviously. But it's, so it's really easy to feel connected to people and not really kind of be connected.
Well, and then there are the friends who aren't, I mean, everyone kind of has their technology that they like and don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are people you might want to keep up with who don't use the same technologies as you. And so you might have to make a little more effort to do that. So again, planning just makes everything easier. It saves you time and energy. You know, not, there are two parts to any process. There's the thinking part and then there's the doing part. Mm-hmm. And when you split those things up, it's actually a lot easier because, you know, when you're doing, you can't think in a strategic manner and do at the same time. You need to think separately from the doing. And then by separating it, you make it just much more manageable. So if, like, for instance, one thing that we teach in our course, Harness the Power of Planning, is we say, hey, plan your day the night before. So the night before, so last night, I wrote down, here are the things I want to accomplish tomorrow. And I didn't have any appointments to put into my calendar today, like I usually do. Usually I have appointments, but there were things, I do have things that I'm working on here. That's why I'm here, to just give myself time to focus on something. And so I wrote down what it was that I wanted to accomplish today. And so that was my thinking part, right? That was the planning part. And then today, all I have to do is execute.
Right.
And there's actually some studies that show that humans are more optimistic about our future selves.
Right.
Than we are about, and Natasha and I are big brain science nerds. So if you haven't listened to us before, we like the brain science.
It's helpful.
It's so helpful. It's so helpful to understand how you're wired because then you can use it into your favor rather than having it work against you. And so the studies show that we are more optimistic about our future self. And so this is the benefit of planning the night before, is the night before you're optimistic about tomorrow. You're going to say like, okay, great. I can do this. I can do that. I can do this. And then if you get used to the next day is saying like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. Because the danger of planning your day the same day it happens is that you wake up and, oh, you feel low energy. And you're just like, oh, I don't feel like doing anything today. And so you don't even have anything written down on your calendar, nothing to kind of like motivate you. Like for me, not having to think first thing in the morning is very helpful. And I do that a couple ways. The first way that I give myself the space to not think in the morning is one, I have my morning ritual, right? Which that just helps me click into my morning every morning. It's like, I know what I have to do. I don't have to think. I don't have to waste energy thinking about what am I going to do today? I just start with my morning ritual. Then I get to keep not thinking, you know, it's by looking at my planner and saying, oh, here's what I'm doing today. You know, there's, I feel like there's a lie we kind of tell ourselves, which is that thinking doesn't take any energy.
Oh my gosh, that's not true at all.
Right, it's not true. But I think we believe that because using our brain isn't a physical activity like running or chopping wood or something, that it isn't using up energy. But it is. In fact, the human brain only makes up 2% of your body weight, but uses 20% of your calories. One out of every 5 calories you burn is your brain.
Right. So your brain takes up a lot of energy.
A ton.
Mm-hmm. And your body is always trying to find ways to maximize that or efficient, make it more efficient, right? So this is why we are creatures of habit, as they say, right? You start doing a habit, whether it's intentional or unintentional, we have habits, good, bad, or ugly. That's up to you to determine, right? We have habits and our bodies and our nature is to create those habits to save energy.
Yeah, to save
our
body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because our bodies, right? Our brains are all about survival. And because we have evolved as feast or famine animals, I know it doesn't feel like feast or famine animals for probably anyone watching this, because
right,
we are very lucky to live in an abundant country.
Mm-hmm.
But our brains don't know that. And so they're trying to save calories to keep us alive. And that's why habits form. But the thing is I feel like it's a lie that we tell ourselves that, oh, thinking doesn't burn any calories. And so because of that, people don't value how much energy you save by planning. So if you only take one thing away from today's live, from today's podcast, let it be that you will save so much energy by doing a little bit of planning, so that you don't fall into this rut of, what should I do today? What should I do today? Look at all these calories I'm burning. What should I do? Should I do that? I'm thinking right. About like, that's just calorie burning.
There is a marked difference for me when I take a minute or two to check out what I have scheduled for the next day and where I want to put things in. And when I get to, or if I get to the next morning and I've got the kids off to school and had a cup of coffee and done my morning walk, which is all part of like my morning routine stuff. And then I'm going, oh yeah, wait, what do I have today? I mean, I know I have these appointments, but like, if I don't take those things that are important and layer them in, it's a wildly different day. It's a yeah. Wildly different day, because it just takes that much longer to get going and kind of figure it out. And like you said, the night before, I'm way more optimistic about myself than when I'm in that moment where I'm kind of like, oh, wait, what? And, you know, if I had planned ahead, it would have been really smart for me to go from the drop off straight to pick up that thing I need to do. Now I've already mm-hmm. come home and now I have to go back out. Right. So
yeah,
that kind of thing, like going, absolutely. Oh yeah, I had dry cleaning to pick up. I could have grabbed that on the way back from school, you know? So just taking that literally, it could literally be 2 minutes of planning. Like you seriously don't have to spend a ton of time doing it. Maybe yeah. five, you know, but it makes such a difference for your day the next day.
And if you want help starting to think about how to do this planning ahead, we do have in our links, if you go to tinyurl.com/planyourweekprompts, we have a little 15-minute audio. It's also a video. You can listen to it at 1.5 speed. That's Natasha and I's secret for listening to audiobooks.
Seriously, 1.5. I'll be right back again. I'm sorry to keep doing this.
Oh, is Herman okay or something? What's happening? Oh, she can't hear me. Right, she clicked out. If you listen to our Plan Your Week prompts, so tinyurl.com/planyourweekprompts, and that will help you get into this habit. Again, we're saying that word habit. It's something that we say a lot. That will get you into this habit of planning the night before by... We talk about, it's mostly about planning your week, but we also give you some tips on like, hey, here's something you're going to want to do every day as part of this planning the day before it happens. Mm-hmm. But you will save so much time and energy by doing this. It's really powerful. And it's just a really, you know, we understand that as busy moms, like that's, you know, great. I have these big level things that I want to do. Maybe you want to, you know, do a DIY project, or maybe you want to go back to school, or maybe you want to start a business, whatever it is. But if you don't feel like you have the energy and time to even start on those, we get it. Mm-hmm. So this is the first step, is to just execute on these little habits of planning your day before it starts and planning your week before it starts. Mm-hmm. It's going to make you feel so much better
that yes.
And you'll then have space.
Right. You're going to find those little places where you're like, okay, I can, you have your DIY project. I can cut the pieces of wood I need on Tuesday in this hour and a half. Right. And then the next week, right. So you're going to find those places where you can kind of stick it in, because if you're waiting for a big chunk of time, I used to have this fantasy where I'm like, I would just love it if time would stop and then I would get a week by myself and everybody's frozen and I get to do all the things I'm doing, all the organizing and all the things and all the stuff and blah, blah, blah. And then we just pick up and nobody, you know what I mean? Like
no one notices.
And we're just back. And I've had a week to myself where I didn't have to feed anyone, change diapers, right? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that was a fantasy.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and it's a lovely fantasy, but it is a fantasy. And it's actually a frustrating fantasy because it does, it winds up making me feel more frustrated, you know, instead of like, okay, the reality is I don't have that. I don't have that week.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So the reality is, how can I still make movement on these things that I want to go ahead and do while life is still happening? Right.
Yeah.
We don't get to step outside of life, which is too bad sometimes.
Well, here's the other thing that I want to point out too, is that when you don't chip away at things, when you do try and force yourself into like, I'm going to do all of this in one day, you might do it. You might succeed, but the feeling of how stressful and painful that experience is going to keep you from ever doing it again. And right. Natasha and I have experienced this ourselves when we've tried to have a day where we like just stack it and we get everything done. And we're like, that sucked. Like, I didn't like who it was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so you're not going to do it again. So what's the point of like even doing it that way? If it's so painful, you're hating life doing
right.
That.
Also, when I don't plan ahead and go ahead and put some things in ahead of time, mm-hmm. Then the deadline of whatever it is, leaving for a trip, school costumes for a play, whatever it is, now I'm pulling an all-nighter, you know? Right. And then I'm like not my best self again, right? So either A, you're trying to fit everything in because you want to have that perfect day, or B, you've waited, you haven't got a lot of your time to go, oh, wow, I really need to make sure I do such and such 2 days before. I could do this 2 days before. I don't have to do the day of, right? That kind of thing, whether it's packing for a trip or whatever. Yeah. You know, in fact, the reason I kept leaving is because I'm trying to print out my camp list because tomorrow we're leaving for camping, right? And I wanted to just kind of show, but my printer is doing that thing where it's like, buffering or whatever, you know, like maintenance. And so I kept looking like it was printing it up, but it's not. So I'll fix that later. But had I planned, I might have printed it out yesterday.
Well, for anyone who wants your camping list, though, you can go to our website, go to our blog. It is there.
It is there, and it has helped me tremendously. And newsflash, I used somebody else's online camping list as a jumping off point. So use mine. And then I, of course, modified, you know, because it gave me ideas. I'm like, oh yeah, I always need that, but I never think of it beforehand. I think of it after. Maybe we have to pick that up on the way because I forgot a corkscrew or whatever, you know? And so I just put those things on the list ahead of time. And then of course modified it for what was going on in my family. But having that list and having some pre-planning has helped immensely. Yeah, I don't have the same kind of like, I've got to think of everything, you know, kind of thing.
Well, the other thing too, is that when you don't plan your day, then the urgent things take over with the important thing.
Right.
Because when you plan the night before, you're putting in things that are important to you.
Yes.
But then the day starts, and you get a text asking if you can cover for somebody, for someone who needed to bring cookies to an event. You're like, oh, sure, I can do that. And so if you have planned your important things, you're like, I can fit this in here. If not, you might then just go start doing that. And then you're distracted by all the things that the store has to offer or whatever. And then, there's something I've been wanting to visit that nursery over there or whatever it is. Your day just starts going in this direction that was not dictated by you.
No. Yeah, exactly. Right. 100%. That has happened to me more times than I can count. Right. I'm just like, you know, things creep up on you, or all of a sudden, your kid picks you up. Oh, mom, tomorrow is the bake sale. Right. And you're just like, wait, what? you're telling me now, you know? And so your plan to, or maybe not even your plan, you're like, oh, later this afternoon, I'll get to painting that canvas that I want to, you know, like that thing that's important to you, but nobody relies on, right?
Maybe you just got back from the grocery store and your kid's like, hey, bake sale. Now you have to do a second trip.
Seriously. No,
versus if you had put in your planner, you know, get something for kiddos bake sale 24 to 48 hours before, then you can say, oh, okay, I'll go to the grocery store the day before. I'll pick it up then. Boom, boom, boom.
Right.
It's so much easier.
Right. 100%. Yeah. So I hope that we've made a really strong case for planning. I think we have. We've experienced over and over and over again. I'll speak for myself, the pain of when I don't and the absolute joy. And by the way, you're going to forget stuff too, right? So there's, you know, things are, you know, it's not always going to go perfectly, but with a little bit of a plan, it's way less stressful, way less stressful. Mm-hmm. Cause life happens, things come up, you know?
Yeah. And if you just look, Natasha and I always say, if you do 70% of what you do, we don't believe in perfection. We believe in progress.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing 70%, if you plan 70% of the time, that's going to be a huge improvement over the randomness of maybe what you're doing now. And look, we don't know where you are in your life. You know, maybe you're listening to us and you have all the free time in the world. And so you don't know why you would need to plan. Hey, we get it. We were there too. I remember those days when I used to go to the gym for 3 hours
because you could.
I had nothing else to do.
And you're like, one more rep, one more set.
Yeah. Or I'm just going to sit in the steam room for 20 minutes. And then maybe I'll just like, I mean, I didn't swim. I literally was just like dog paddling in the pool because I had the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, yeah, just, I wasn't like crazy fit or anything. It was just like a place to be. I get it. We get it. However, at some point you might get to the point where you're feeling like you have less time and you're going to think, God, how am I going to get stuff done? This is how you get it done. Plan.
It's how you get it done. Yeah. Get her done. Yeah.
It's awesome. How Natasha and I, you know, have kids. We have two business. This is our joint business, but we each have our own business. You know, I homeschool my 14-year-old. Natasha has two boys. We both have partners and doggos. And she also performs with a band. And I do stand-up comedy. In fact, I'm going to be in a festival this June. Very excited. But that's how we do this, is by planning. We don't have a stop time button. As much as Natasha wants one, I'm going to look for one for your birthday. Stop time. Find it
on Etsy or eBay or something. Yeah.
So yeah, planning.
Have a great week. We hope that you take the time tonight to go ahead and take a look at your tomorrow and just jot down a couple things that you want to put into your schedule that are important, that's important to you. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Thursday right here at 9:30 a.m. Pacific, 12:30 Eastern, for a chat live with Natasha and Allegra.
Dream wild, wild dreamers.
Thanks for joining us for the Harness the Power of Planning podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you listen.